It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It feels like dried poop.
You're disgusting.
Very, very hot and sexy.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, 877-365-3636. We also would love you to visit WJFK.com. Click on My Oversized Head. Once you're there, you can check out our podcasts, which are still just sweeping the nation with popularity.
Yeah. You will really enjoy them.
I love looking at that. I really do.
Do you check every morning like I do?
I don't check it every morning, but I checked it a couple of times over the weekend, and I love seeing seeing our show up there with Oprah.
I love seeing your
face.
Very, very fun. I also completely forgot to thank the brothers Katrumpas and my wonderful time that I had yesterday at George's house. George Katrumpas and his lovely wife Sharon wanted to thank them for the fabulous Greek Easter party. It's for the Orthodox people that celebrate Easter after a lot of other people celebrate Easter. And, man, I was just fat and bloated all the way driving back.
That's what it's about.
Driving back from the eastern shore of Maryland, just going
again with that.
Whoopah! I'm a Greek guy.
Was there the drinking and the breaking of glass?
There was not. There was not. Wow. It was really, you know, it was late in the afternoon on several. What is that?
This is my best Easter song.
Here comes Peter Cottontail.
Yeah.
Hopping down. I think this is for the Greek. Wasn't Gene Autry Greek?
I wish we had none of those songs. Or however your, how does your son pronounce it?
You like that song, None Good?
None Good. Tomorrow, remind me. I want to spend some time talking about Robert III.
I would like to mention how if he had had a staff of engineers, he couldn't have stained the carpet any more effectively than he did on Saturday morning.
We will talk about that. But the Greek Easter was a lot of fun, a lot of food, and I hadn't seen these guys in a while. Rod Langway, former Washington Capitol, great. Mm-hmm. He was down there. They had the lamb. They had the moussaka. They had the baklava. Mm-hmm. The only thing they didn't have was the little dancing where the guys put their hands on their shoulders. But I didn't stay as late as I should have. You know, I mean, I could have stayed till midnight and then come in here and said, good morning again. I would have sounded like I sounded on Saturday morning when I was talking to Carla.
The Greek Orthodox headache.
It's a very, very good group, and they're all about family, and they invited Carla and myself to be part of their group, and I was thrilled. It was a lot of fun.
Very cool, and you live to tell about it.
I did. I'm fine. Filled with Greek food. Mm. Without further ado, let's get the final buzz of the day with Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Thanks, Mike. Some folks with direct deposit have started seeing their economic stimulus rebate checks today, and millions of checks will be mailed out in the next couple of days. The second wave of rebate checks for other taxpayers begins May 9th. The idea is to pump $160 billion into the economy. President Bush, who pushed for the rebates, says we're in a slowdown, not a recession.
All I know is I hope we have plenty of chocolate pies on hand with them checks.
$600 worth.
Yeah, I'm going to get a big one. A big super deluxe chocolate pie with my rebate checks. Or I'll buy Mega Millions tickets.
Well, that's called investing.
Yes, sirree. Yes, I'm going to turn that into big $85 million payday.
And whatnot.
I play that. Do you play that?
My father does.
I play Mega Millions.
With the understanding that if he wins, I get to quit the next day.
I play Mega Millions all the time. It's fun. Uh-huh. Do you play Mega Millions?
No, I don't.
You play any kind of lottery at all?
No, I don't.
Mega Millions is
I understand.
I go in and I let them pick the numbers for me. Uh-huh. Sometimes I'll buy like $20 worth.
Right.
Sure.
And how much have you won?
I think maybe one time I won $20 after.
Well, there you go.
After like a $5 investment. So
you're about breaking even.
Oh no!
This is why I don't play Mega Millions.
I play Mega Millions like I do all my other gambling compulsively.
But you can't win if you don't play.
You're absolutely right. Carla says that to me every time.
I believe that's what the retailers also say.
I've had few people win when they do.
You know something? I've had some success being a degenerate gambler, Buzz.
Yes, you have.
I truly have. I believe life has so much to offer. Why just mellow out? Why chill out and be safe?
And you have your new addiction.
What's that?
You were telling us about it in the office.
What is that?
Online.
Oh, yeah. I did that. I thought perhaps
you had forgotten about it.
Well, NBC has poker online. No, not online. NBC has the network covering poker on Sunday.
Right.
And they've got what they do is head-to-head poker, where you've just got two guys, and it happens very quickly, and they go all
I could win that.
Because of your oversized
bigger head.
Sure.
I signed up for online poker, and I might be getting obsessed with it.
What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing at all. I want to practice.
Well, you don't forget to log off the computer when you go out to buy your lottery ticket.
I'm going to win that $85 million.
Sure. I hope you do.
Sure you are.
I sure am.
A professional truck driver circled the White House protests in the Capitol building today to protest skyrocketing gas prices.
There you go. How about that, huh?
They then parked their rigs for a midday rally on the west side of the Capitol building. These independent truckers say higher gas prices are about to put them out of business. The nation relies heavily on these trucks to distribute food and other products throughout the country. We've told you how hybrid sales are booming in this economy. SUV sales, meanwhile, are down sharply. SUV sales dropped 14% over the last year. That's bad news for folks who are trying to now sell their SUVs to get something a little more fuel efficient.
I didn't buy any SUVs last week at all.
Congratulations.
I bought a Prius 18-wheeler. You come up on people real sneaky-like.
They don't hear you.
The hills are a pain in the ass, though.
But you can use the carpool lane.
So hard to do that. Well, it's great when you're going downhill.
Yeah, I bet.
It takes about a half an hour to get up like a half a mile hill.
It does.
Very,
not.
Very frustrating. And the car starts to shake a little bit, too. But it's pretty, and it comes in nice colors,
too.
You
have an air horn?
Yeah, but it's not the same kind of air. It's the air horn you would hear on your bike.
Oh, just like a squeeze ball.
Oh, wow. You do air horn impressions.
I do normally when I'm not filled with phlegm. Buzz.
I like that. Mm-hmm. So which Democrat are you voting for? The odds are you're voting for one of them.
Mo Udall.
Across the country, Democrats are registering in record numbers.
Harry Floodbird.
The Washington Post says 1 million new Democrats registered for the 7 of this year's state primary elections, while Republican registration either held steady or dropped.
Everett Dirksen. I think he might have even been a Republican. I don't know.
It's still funny.
Everett Dirksen. Funny senator's name.
Fun to hear those names again. The next primaries are in North Carolina and Indiana, and Democratic registration records are being set in North Carolina as well.
Mike Dukakis.
Indiana also.
Walter Mondale.
Did we cover McGovern?
No,
George McGovern.
You just did.
There we go. Yep. Indiana also reports a surge of new Democrats there, 3 times as many as in 2004 registering.
Eugene McCarthy.
Young voters, blacks, and Republican defectors are behind the increases. Reports say the Electoral College now also favors Democrats in this election, and yet McCain's still making strong showings against both Democratic candidates.
Shirley Chisholm.
Perhaps the greatest of all.
Yeah.
Shirley Chisholm.
Guilty.
Guilty of?
Of being
hot. Oh, what a hot box.
Yeah, baby.
Box!
President Bush struggled through his comedy monologue Saturday night at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Here's some of his material. First, he took on Barack and Hillary.
Senator Clinton couldn't get into the building because of sniper fire, and Senator Obama's at church.
And then, yeah, there it is. And then he took a friendly swipe at John McCain.
Senator McCain's not here. He probably wanted to distance himself from me a little bit. You know, he's not alone. Jenna's moving out, too.
Timing. He then also lampooned his own vice president.
For 8 years as vice president, Dick has ridden shotgun. That's probably not the best analogy.
That's okay.
And finally, a swing at the crowd.
Let's just think. Pamela Anderson and Mitt Romney in the same room. Isn't that one of the signs of the apocalypse?
That sucked.
Those are the highlights of the president's routine Saturday night.
I'm a sucker for any Dick Cheney shotgun joke.
Sure. Yeah.
I really love those jokes.
That was pretty good.
Yes, because, he shot a guy in the face, just in case you weren't paying attention. Anytime I hear that, you hear the vice president shot a guy in the face? I'm laughing every time.
Comedy gold.
I said to my father this morning, it's lucky at least our president didn't dance. Mm-hmm. Which he loves to do. Mm-hmm. And, I've seen him in all organizations.
Well,
dancing.
I think in fairness to the president of the United States, I think that guy in New Orleans was actually forcing him to dance.
But you know what?
And that's funny, too, when he really doesn't want to dance. But the guy, is next to him doing this New Orleans dance, and the president finally has
I
to do it.
I spoke too soon. Did you see him leading the Marine Band?
No, I didn't.
So he had a baton, and he was conducting the Stars and Stripes Forever. So once again, he managed to physically resemble a moron.
Well, yes, a small child does that, too, when he's just conducting.
Yeah, he was very clever, that president. He's the leader of our land.
Next year, we're all going. Next year, we are all going to the Correspondents' Dinner.
I'm leading the band.
You going to wear a pretty dress?
I'm going to wear a sombrero.
In New York Saturday, Reverend Al Sharpton threatened to, quote, close this city down. He led hundreds of angry citizens on a march through Harlem to protest the acquittal of 3 cops who fired 50 shots, killing a groom on his wedding day and wounding 2 of his friends. Now, 2 of the 3 officers are black. But quoting Sharpton after the 20-block march down Malcolm X Boulevard, we strategically know how to stop the city so people realize you do not have the right to shoot down unarmed, innocent civilians. Sharpton says he'll choose the shutdown day sometime this week. In the meantime, he says he's planning the kind of civil disobedience once led by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. A series of minor earthquakes has kept the earth moving around Reno, Nevada over the last 3 months, and as recently as yesterday. There have been dozens of quakes since the first of the year, and there have been more than 150 aftershocks. There's one now. That's the 4.7 trembler of Friday night, the strongest so far.
Have there been less intense ones?
No, it's going the other way. There have been less intense ones.
Which is more intense?
That one is. Okay. And that's the trend. They're getting more intense. Now, no injuries or damage reported, but walls or major damage, at least. Walls have cracked, though, and foundations of buildings have shifted.
The biggest little city in America.
The whole world's coming to an end.
Kind of looks that way.
Science. I saw a picture of Mount St. Helens where they actually had the cone that's already building up. It's going to be the lava cone that's on the inside, and that thing looks like it is ready to...
I just like playing that sound effect.
I know you do. Will you play the bronc?
Yes, good. Well, what's that going to be? For what kind of natural disaster would that be, Rob?
That's the lava hitting a house.
No, that's you hitting your head on the doorstop.
That's head-to-head poker.
I love that.
Scientists are urging Reno residents to prepare for the worst, especially since the quake started small and keep getting bigger. One resident says that after being awakened four times the other night, she's now staying with her daughter 10 miles away.
Don't scientists always say prepare for the worst?
Not always, no.
Optimistic scientists don't. I hope the pepper mill's okay.
Not the cheerful one.
God, the pepper mill. Save it. The pepper mill casino.
The pepper mill is the best.
Oh, I liked it.
You can burn the rest of the city down. Save the pepper mill.
Hey. Only suite I've ever stayed in where they had neon.
Yeah, you know, mine had chasing lights.
Yeah, it was very, very cool. Yours had one, too?
I had a junior suite. I don't know.
It's a bridal suite.
I don't know.
MetLife has placed a 30-day moratorium on new earthquake coverage out there after the 4.2 quake of last Thursday.
You'd be safe in the blimp, though. The MetLife blimp.
Yeah, unless, of course, somebody shot it down.
Oh, or the lava squirted on it.
Why ain't Johnny smarter? That's our story when we continue.
Thank you very much, Buzz. We'll be back with more of this hilarity right after this break.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.